splendidly wet. Again, I don't know how many days we've had with rain, but we're blessed with yet another pouring day. I'm going down to have a little bit of breakfast or mid-morning food. It's 11 o'clock. I'm going down to Cafe Beva and I'm going to have a plate of scrambled egg and two sausages, and I probably have a cup of tea as well. And I'm procrastinating and I need to get my head down and do more writing. That's definitely what I need to do later on today, and I need to write about 3,000 words. And if I write 3,000 words, I'll be okay. I should be able to do that, provided I just kick myself into gear. Anyway, driving down a very steep hill from the house down into Glanmire, I see red lights of cars in front of me. I see a car parked, two parked grey cars on the left, and I see a Range Rover. And I hate driving in such bad light. Communication wakes me up. I'm really alert and awake now after having spoken to some people via Periscope. And, you know, people can be really nice. Anyway, that's just an impression. Why the hell didn't I do? This is the main thing on my mind this morning. Why the hell didn't I do an audio log yesterday? I don't know. What was it about the 2nd of December that the universe decided that I shouldn't be blogging? And I don't know whether I can say anything about Toastmasters, but I'm going to. I'm going to say, and I know this is cheating in my blog, I'm going to say that last night I went to Toastmasters in the Radisson Hotel, and I made a speech entitled "Why Poetry is Dangerous for Your Mental Health." I don't know if it said maybe it was is bad for your mental health, but whatever it is, poetry is dangerous for your mental health. And I found actually that doing the speech and being given an evaluation by Linda Harney, who's a member of Toastmasters, got me thinking about the possibility that I have two speeches in what I did last night rather than just one. So the main thing is I've been given something to think about for the future. I'm not totally sure if I'll ever make that speech again, but one of the things that you can do at Toastmasters is practice a particular speech, change it, alter it, and perhaps mental health is going to be the topic of my, and poetry, mental health and poetry is going to be the topic for my entry into the International Poetry Competition next after Christmas. Who knows? Anyway, the windscreen wipers are doing a pretty poor job. I need a new set of windscreen wipers. It's one of my brother's significant birthdays tomorrow. I've just passed the sign to Riverstown and I'm jumping all over the place because I don't actually... I had a good experience once at allowing my mind to jump all over the place because it actually sort of cleared out my mind. I love people. I really do love other people. And I'm not too bad at loving myself now. When I compare what I used to feel about myself some years ago and what I feel about myself now, I think I'm a different person. Anyway, that's not diary stuff. I've got to turn right and go in here, and it's the speed limit here is 25 kilometers per hour. And that's it. Oh, there's a very important thing happened today. My daughter, Grace, went back to school. Yeah, she had she came back from school on Monday and she had Tuesday and Wednesday off with ear infection, and thank goodness that's all cleared up. especially because she's going to have to, she is taking a plane on Saturday, and oh, it's all bloody flooding here. Oh, the council, our local authorities, they don't clear the drains. They save money by not clearing the drains, or they don't prioritise the clearing of drains. This place is, well, it's not in flood, right? That would be exaggeration, but it's not that far off. Anyway, look, cheerio, bye-bye, thank you a million for listening. It's Paul O'Mahony's audio blog for today, the 3rd of December. And I've got a car, a lorry stopped in front of me. What?